Welcome to Talk the Walk, the official Waukee Community School District podcast. My name is Ellie Straka, and I'm a senior at Waukee High School.
Hi, I'm Rachel Kuhn, and I'm a senior at Northwest High School.
And I'm Heidi Duong, a senior at Waukee High School.
Today, we're going to be talking about our experiences in Intro to Ed. Rachel, why don't you explain the process of Intro to Ed?
Okay, so you start off the class in a way that I wouldn't, like, I thought that we were just going to, like, show up and go into our classrooms kind of thing, but there's a lot more prep that goes into it than like you might expect. So first they cover like all of like your basic teaching laws with you, like confidentiality, huge thing. You can't say like any kid's name to anyone besides like Miss Gall and your host teacher, and like that's it. Same with like, we went through the whole history of education. I got a preview of like court cases before I even took AP Gov. We also have to interview, we interviewed a veteran teacher and wrote an essay on it about like what their philosophy of teaching, which is another big thing. You get into the history of education, you get into the philosophy of education. And so you have to study like the different philosophies to education and sort of work to adapt your own philosophy. Basically the whole first term is trying to develop your philosophy of teaching, which is kind of an interesting thing to try and develop when you have barely been in a classroom, much less, as a teacher. But that's a lot of how you, like, start it off. And then you figure out your first classroom, which would be your non-preferred placement. So when you apply, you have two placements. You have the one that you prefer. Like, for example, I was in a ninth grade history classroom. That was my preferred one. But you have to have, is it 15 or 20 hours?
I think it's 15.
15? Okay. You have to have 15 hours in a non-preferred placement. So, like, I spent 15 hours in a first grade classroom, which is not where I want to be. But you figure that out in first term, and, like, that's also what you do. And then you figure out not only your non-preferred placement, but you also have to figure out your preferred placement. And it's also just, like, prepping for your experiences for that.
Which grade level did you teach the most? And do you think if you went into teaching, you'd want to stick with that one? Why or why not?
Okay, so far, I'm only in the first term of Intro to Ed. And so I'm pretty much only in the class for 15 hours, like we said. And I've only been in an eighth grade classroom just twice a week for like 3 weeks. And so I don't have much experience, but I did do a lesson with them. I did like a review activity. So just like being in their environment made me want to consider being a secondary teacher, because I've always considered just being an elementary teacher, like from the beginning. Like, I've always wanted to be an elementary teacher because I've always just like thought of like having had the thought of like working with kids and like younger kids, but working with kids that are like younger, like teenagers, it's kind of like eye opening, I guess, and kind of makes me want to help them and like, I don't know.
Because that definitely was my experience too, in the sense of like, because I went into it kind of opposite of, I went into Intro to Ed as a way to like prep me. I wanted like study like history and get like my like PhD and like be a college professor. Like, I was like, I don't want to step foot in a school after I graduate type thing. But then like working with like ninth graders, it, like you said, was really eye-opening to the fact of like, oh, like, there's so much they have yet to learn, and they're at such, like, a pivotal moment in their lives. Like, college or even, like, seniors in high school, like, it's fun in the sense of, like, they already have their lives figured out. Like, it makes your job a little easier, and it's nice to talk to them as adults. But also, it's also fun to know that, like, I think, like, middle school or, like, lower high school teachers have, like, the ability to really, like, make or break a student's, like, future experiences. Like, I did AP Chemistry because my sixth grade teacher, like, instilled a love of chemistry in me, my science teacher. Mm-hmm. And it's a thing of, like, you can have that, like, long-lasting impact on your students that you don't get if you teach them later in life. Like, you can impact your students, obviously, if you're, like, teaching them as seniors, but I think, like, there's so much going on with students, like, emotionally and just, like, life-wise during, like, middle school and, like, lower high school that, like, when you as a teacher can be like a stable, like a balancing force for them, it's really impactful. It's more impactful than like, I don't know, like, it's more stressful, but it's really rewarding in a sense that like I didn't think about, which I guess kind of leads into what what grade level I want to teach is I started off thinking I would want to teach like maybe like seniors at the lowest, but honestly I'm looking more into doing like 6th or 8th grade history just because it like everything I detailed before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for me, I originally wanted to teach lower elementary, but then for my preferred placement I got put in 5th grade, which I was a little like hesitant to at first because I feel like they're more judgy than kindergartners. But they were so fun, and I feel like they always had so much energy, but it was enough where, like, it could be contained and they can, like, learn.
Mm-hmm.
And it was cool not having to explain, like, the very basics. It's, like, the start of when they're, like, grasping, like, real concepts and, like, figuring out their passions and their interests. And so I thought that was really cool. That's definitely the one that I'd want to go into. What was going through your mind right before you taught for the first time?
For me, with my... just like my one little review activity I had for them, like it was a game before they had a test, and so it was kind of just like a Family Feud like format kind of, and I was like I was so scared, I was like shaking, and I didn't know what I would say or like how I would control them if they like got too crazy, because it was obviously a game, so they're gonna have a lot of fun with it, and I had like candy for them, so I was kind of scared of, like, the reaction to, like, anyone losing or anything. And I was also really scared if they were going to, like, judge me or make fun of me and, like, how I talked and how I stood and everything. And I wasn't very confident in my speaking and, like, posture skills and everything. And when I got up there and, like, I started talking, it wasn't as bad as I thought it would be. And my voice wasn't as bad as I thought it would be, because usually I'm a very, like, quiet person. I feel like I don't really have a good voice, like, projection. But I did pretty good, so... I think that I was really scared for nothing, but I think that nervousness like prepared me for a lot, so yeah.
No, I feel like we're picking up a common theme here of thinking kids are gonna judge us, and they're really not. Like, but because that was also my thing of like what was going through my mind right before I taught for the first time was just like, oh my god, these 9th graders are gonna hate me. I'm like, they're so much cooler than me, they're so much smarter than me, like blah blah blah. But that was honestly, like, really it. But then, like you said, like, you get up front there, and it's like, oh, it's, they're literally 14, you know? Like, mm-hmm. It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
For me, the 5th graders, I was just scared that they were going to, like, talk a lot and talk over me, which, honestly, they kind of did, but I found a little, like, call and response. I said Waukee, and then they all said Warriors, and then the class was dead silent, so that was really cool. And pretty much I learned that if you're confident, they will listen to you.
Yeah.
So that's cool. Describe the experience of teaching other students in the Waukee Community School District as a student yourself.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So I had 9th grade history students, right, at Prairie View. So that's the school I went to. So a lot of these kids were, I had a couple students who were like my teammates on cross country because we run with 9th graders. And so it was a really weird like dynamic at first, because I'd walk in and like, she, like, this one girl I was friends with, she'd greet me, like, hey, Rachel, and then she'd go, like, oh, sorry, Miss Kuhn. And it's a weird thing when you get to know someone as a friend first, and, like, I'm only 3 years older than, like, these students,
yeah.
And I, like, had seen them, like, in passing and everything. Like, I had, we went from, like, being, we would be, like, equals outside of school, but then it's, like, suddenly I get in the classroom and I'm supposed to have, like, authority over her,
mm-hmm.
And there's only 3 years age difference. So it was kind of, like, a weird... thing. It was a weird experience in terms of like trying to teach other students who
mm-hmm.
were basically the same age as me, but yeah,
my experience was also kind of weird, but it was more like the actual material, because this is like second semester of 8th grade. This is when we went to COVID, so I didn't learn any of this, and so like I was just like I was learning with them, honestly. Like I don't remember anything because I didn't learn this at all, so I was just kind of like, okay, like,
that was me, but I was just a bad
yeah.
student in 9th grade, so I just, like, also was learning with them because I didn't remember anything.
Yeah.
For me, I did practicum at the elementary that I went to, and so it was cool seeing all, like, the behind the scenes that I didn't realize before, and I got to, like, implement the best of what I've seen in the classroom, like, all throughout my years, and then, like, avoid some of the things that, like, I wouldn't have wanted to be there.
Yeah.
What is something unexpected that Intro to Ed taught you?
Honestly, it was kind of like it taught me more how to think on the fly, because like you think of, I can't think of a better way to say that, but otherwise it's just like when you get up in front of kids and it's just like, honestly, you could plan a lesson as much as you want, but it will never go exactly how you expect it. So essentially it's just like giving a speech, but your note cards are useless and you have to like improvise so much, because like you can never predict any kid's behavior. Like, they're people, they're humans, so like you have to come up with so many things like just on the spot and like speak off the top of your head, because like if you show up and like expect to just kind of like read off a script type thing, you're not going to be like doing the best for your kids, and you're not going to be like authentically showing up as yourself, and it's just not going to be like a good experience for them. Like, some of my better lessons were ones that I just like came up with, like I went off script, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. For me, I think it's kind of just going back to earlier, like no one really cares, like okay, you're a student teacher. And I feel like when we were kids, I feel like kids always like, they're like, oh my god, that's so cool, we have a student teacher, and like we have someone else in our room. And so I feel like putting myself in their shoes, it's like not that like scary to be a student teacher, just like sitting there, I guess. I don't know, I just feel like it's just not as like as big of a deal as you think it is, I feel like. I don't know.
For me, I'd say just like confidence, like I said before, and just, yeah, the importance of like you have authority over these people and making sure that they know it, and once they know it, they will listen, but you just have to like be confident in that.
Mm-hmm.
What was your favorite or the most rewarding part of intro to ed?
Honestly, just like kids are so funny. Like, honestly, I'm like, these ninth graders were funnier than me most of the time. Just like their conversations, because they'll speak, and I'm sure like you guys both like had like 8th and 9th grade, so I don't know if you experienced this too, but like they talk in front of you or with you as if you are not a teacher of any kind. Or like kids would just like say the like just like talk as if they were in their homes to each other, like to their friends, as if we're not like in a classroom. And like just like being able to like not, like, it was the not school related things that were definitely most rewarding in terms of like just like getting to have conversations with like these kids and like build relationships. And like I had a kid who told me like at the end of, she wrote like, I had kids write me thank you cards at the end of my experience, and one of them wrote me something. She said I was like the highlight of her day because she enjoyed our funny conversations. Like, it's like, it's tiny, it's like dumb, like seemingly like stupid, like small stuff like that, where you're just like talking about like their classes, or like they're gossiping about their teachers with you, like, oh my gosh, like so and so talks so much, blah blah blah, and I just like nod along with them. But it means so much more to them than like you think it will. And I think that's just like, it puts into perspective like how much like just like everyday conversations and like building these like seemingly small relationships can mean.
Yeah, that's kind of like, there, I had the same kind of experience with some kids. Like, I was only for a little bit, but there's one student, and she would just like come up and just talk to me about just like random things, and I feel like she made me like feel more comfortable like being in her classroom, because I had 2 periods, 7th and 8th, and then 7th period scared me a lot more than 8th, but she made me like more comfortable in her class. And I feel like it just takes one student to make you feel like you belong, I feel like. And also like seeing the students get their grades back, or like getting a point or winning the game that I planned for them, was really like rewarding to see, like just see them, like see all their happiness and like how excited they get over like a piece of candy. It was just like really like cute to me. I don't know.
Yeah. I love, yeah, just hearing all about their personal lives. And for my class, we got to go on a field trip to a Drake basketball game, and it was really fun because I didn't think I'd made like that big of an impact at that point. But so many of them asked to like sit by me on the bus or like talk to me during the game. And so I don't know, it's just cool when there are like little rewards. Do you feel like you learned anything from the students that you taught? If so, what did you learn?
I kind of touched on it already, honestly, but like I said, just like the perspective of like how much the small things matter. And in terms of like, you know, like, it really is, like, a day by, like, if you, there are small wins and small joys in every day, and if you, like, you count those each day, like, day by day, they add up into, like, a bigger, like, mindset of, like, positivity. And it's just, like, a thing of, like, if you're so focused on the big picture all the time, you're not gonna get anywhere. Like, it really is just, like, genuine day by day, like lesson by lesson. And I think, like, I don't know, yeah, like seeing like my ninth graders and like what they worried about on like a day to day basis, rather than like they're not worried about college in like 10 years or whatever, it makes you realize like how much we worry about now that I feel like we really don't need to.
Yeah, I kind of just going off of that, like they think like in the very like present moment, they don't think about very far ahead. Like they kind of just think like, what am I doing today after school, or like what's this test gonna be, what are we doing today in class, like everything is just like today. And I feel like I kind of need to think like that too. I don't know, that's just something I learned from them.
There were always these students in my fifth grade class who would share the most random facts with me. This one girl had like a leopard, or no, what was it, like a snow gecko or something. And she would like tell me facts about it every single day, or I don't know, just like the little things like that where it's like random things I've never even thought of that they would like tell me. She would always pull up pictures. She had this little like fake Apple Watch, and she would always pull up pictures of it, and it was so cute. But yes. What are your plans after high school? Do you plan on going into teaching?
I plan on going into teaching, which I honestly went to enjoy thinking I wasn't going to go into teaching. Like I said, like, I just wanted to study history, and I was like, maybe I'll teach with it. Like, you know, like, I don't know. But this really, like, solidified my plans to go into teaching, because I was like, this was so much fun. Like, I would love to do this every day.
For me, I'd probably go to UNI or Iowa State, and I do just plan on going to teaching like since literally I was 5, so I don't think that's changing anytime soon.
Yeah, for me, I'm going to Iowa State also, and right now the plan is to go into elementary ed, but it's gone back and forth a lot, so we'll see. Okay, the last thing, we have some rapid fire questions. If you had to choose a different grade level to teach, what would it be?
I'd say 6th.
I would say 5th.
8th grade. What would be your favorite subject to teach?
Math.
History.
I'd probably say math, too. What would be your least favorite subject to teach?
Definitely English.
I would say math or PE. I don't want to deal with a bunch of sweaty kids.
I would say English. What's one word to describe your experience?
Rewarding.
Educational.
Insightful. If you had to go back to one grade level and redo the year as a student, which grade would you pick?
2nd.
9th, because now I got a leg up on all of them.
I would pick any elementary grade. Thank you for joining us today on Talk the Walk. We'll be back soon for another episode, so make sure to stay tuned in.